弟兄姐妹们，新年好
！Happy New Year, brothers and sisters！
很难得在新年的第一日，我们能够一起在神的家中一同来敬拜神。
It's really great that we can gather together to worship our God on the first day of the New Year.
我们今天正道的题目是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And the topic of this morning's message is Put off your old self and put on the new self. That's the title of this morning's message.
经节是从以弗所书第四章二十二到第二十四节。
And we will be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
我们一同来看。就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的真仁义和圣洁。
To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们一同到神面前祷告。
Let's come before our God in word of prayer.
天父，我们来到你的面前，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you.
因为你是一位爱我们的神。
Because you are a God that loves us.
你是一位拯救我们的神。
You are a God that saves us.
你是一位丰丰富富供应给我们的神。
And you are a God that provides for us.
你是一位怜悯我们的神。
And you are a God that is merciful to us.
你是一位添加给我们力量的神。
And you also are a God that gives us strength.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们也是满怀着赞美的心。
And we come before you, we also filled with hearts to praise you.
因为我们来到你面前的时候，我们就见到你的荣美。
Because when we come before you, we see your majesty.
我们看到你的圣洁。
And we see your holiness.
我们看见你是真爱的代表。
And we see that you are the manifestation of true love.
你是完美的。
You are whole and complete.
我们来到你的面前，我们怎么能不把我们的口和心，这个口和心来到你的面前来颂扬你呢？
How can we not praise you with our hearts and our mouth when we come before you?
今天早晨我们敬拜你的同时，求主你的圣灵与我们同在。
As we come before you to worship you, we also ask, Lord, that your spirit be with us.
愿你悦纳我们的敬拜。
May you receive and be pleased with our worship.
也愿你借着你自己的话语来喂养我们的心灵。
And may you use your words to nourish our spirits.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
中国人过年的时候讲说，新年新希望。
Chinese people have a saying during the New Year is that a new year comes with new hope.
那我们会有一些在生命当中或生活里面的一些计划。
And we would have plans for our New Year.
那中国人也有一个习俗，就叫做除旧布新。
And there's also a tradition for the Chinese people.
Getting rid of the old and usher in the new.这样的一个习惯呢，不只是说家里面要打扫的整洁。
And this not only means that we need to clean our house.
把家里面旧的脏的东西扔掉。
To get rid of all the old and dirty things.
然后呢，把东西清干净、整理好，或者是添加一些新的衣服啊，或者是家具或什么的。
And to replace them with newer things, whether it's furniture or clothing.
这也包括思想上面或生活当中，我们将一些旧的、不好的，我们要把它。这个移除，然后呢，我们要朝着一个新的、崭新的、好的方向去面对我们的生活和生命。
But this also includes thoughts and ideas that we want to rid ourselves of, and to look forward to things that are new challenges in the upcoming year.
我觉得挺有意思的一件事情就是中国人说新年新希望。
I find it interesting when the Chinese people say that a new year comes with new hope.
但是呢，西方人他们不讲新希望。
But Westerners do not say new hope.
他们新年的时候是做什么？
What do they say during the New Year?
你知道他们新年的时候是立志。
resolution.
Oh, okay. So during the New Year, they talk about resolution.
这个好像这当中有一点些微的不同。
And there's a slight difference.
新年新希望或新年新盼望。
In the New Year, new hope and new wishes.
是我带着这个期许的一个心情，希望这个新的一年可以带给我什么？
And it's a wishful thinking for the New Year.
但是当他们说新年立志的时候。
But when you're talking about a New Year resolution, the attitude is quite different.
新年的立志是我定义要把这件事情做到。
Resolution is the will to accomplish this one thing that you set out to do.
不是只是我希望我能够做到。
It is not just a wishful thinking, wishing that you could accomplish this.
你看，这个是程度上面的不同。
And this is a difference in the degree.
而且这个是态度的不同。
And it's a difference in attitude.
那立志这件事情跟盼望这件事情，不是盼望，就是好像愿望这两件事情呢， 在圣经上面神有给我们教导。
But God gives us instruction in the Bible on wishful thinking compared to resolutions.
我们看见在圣经里面这些 这些信徒们，尤其是在信心上面给我们做榜样的。
And we see in Scripture that the apostles gives us sets out an example for us in their faith.
像比如说，像我们现在在周五查经的时候所讲到的但以理。
Such as Daniel, the person that the character in the Bible that we're currently learning in our Friday Bible study class.
他在神的面前过生活的时候，他是立定心智、定意的去做符合神心意的事情。
As he lives his life, he sets out a he's committed in his will to live live his life for God.
There's a resolution. He is resolved to live the life that's pleasing to God. 那所以他不是在神的面前说，神啊，我知道你的标准是这样子，这是讨你喜悦的，我就希望我能够做到。
So he doesn't say that. Oh, this is what God has set the standard for me, and I wish that I can accomplish this.
旧约里面的，当然我们可以想到的，大卫、约书亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西都是这样子的人。
And in all the Old Testament characters, such as Moses, Abraham, King David, they were all like this.
当然新约里面的圣徒也是如此。
And it's the same way in the all the disciples in the New Testament.
耶稣的门徒,
the disciples of Jesus,
保罗,
Paul,
甚至这些玛利亚、马大这些跟随主耶稣基督、爱主耶稣基督的人,
and also Maria and Martha who followed and loved Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这个对我们来讲，这个些微的分别是很重要的。
And it is very important when we look at these slight differences.
当我们在过新的一年的时候，
As we approach this new year,
我们人都是喜欢新的东西。
Of course, for us humans, we always we like new things.
新的东西让我们能够有一个重新的开始。
When we have new things, it gives us a new beginning, a new start.
尤其在过去这一年跟新的一年在这个交替的时候，我们或多或少 会为我们的生活、为我们的事业、为我们的家庭有一些打算。And
as we approach New Year, we often have plans for our career, our family.
就像刚刚培刚跟我们分享，他们自己家中在分享的时候，很感谢神，他们的小孩可以提醒他们。Just
as the chairman explained, how his children reminded him.
我们属灵的生命也应该在我们的这些计划里面。The
condition of our spiritual life should also be included in our plans.
所以今天为什么选这个题目来跟弟兄姐妹们分享？
So why did I choose this particular topic to share with you?
因为主耶稣基督所赐给我们最宝贵的一件事情就是我们的这个生命。Because
the most precious thing that Jesus has given to us is this new life.
这个生命是一个新的生命。And
this life is a new life.
这个新的生命是怎么样的一个生命？当我们对他的认识有多深的时候，我们所活出来的就是 就是我们对这个生命认识的越深，我们所活出来的样式就越符合神的心意。
And the more we understand this new life, the more we can start to understand the will of God for us to live this life.
但是当我们不了解或不认识这个新生命的时候，我们所能过的生活只是我们这个旧的生命。
But when we don't understand this new life, we will continue to live out our old life.
所以我们需要对这件事情有一个，我希望能够有一个更深刻的一个了解。
So, it is my hope that we can all have a better understanding of this topic.
我们在看这个第二十二到第二十四节的时候。
And when we take a look at verse 22 to 24,
这里面所讲到的旧人，第二十二节的旧人。
And when it talks about the old self in verse 22,
讲到的是生命。
This is talking about life.
那二十四节的这个新人，同样的也是讲到生命。
And when we look at the new self, in verse 24, it is also talking about life.
但是你知道这个旧人就是讲到旧的生命，新人讲到就是新的生命。
So when we're referring to the old self, it is referring to the old life. And when it refers to the new self, it is talking about the new life.
什么叫做旧生命？什么叫做新生命？
Well, what does it mean when we talk about the old life and the new life?
如果我们再去仔细的去了解它的时候，我们先可以有一点点的一个思想。
So before we dive into this, this topic, we should think about this.
如果摆在我们面前有两个选择，
If these two things are before us and we have these two choices,
虽然我们对它不是很了解，
If we don't really understand,
但是呢，一个它叫做旧生命，一个叫做新生命。
But one of the choices is old life and the other is new life.
我们要选择哪一个？
Which one will we choose?
你去买车的时候，
When you go and buy a car,
一样的价钱，
Is the same price?
这边是新车，这边是旧车。
This is the new car and this is the old car.
我们会选哪一个？
Which one will we choose?
同样的价钱，买衣服。
Similarly, clothing.
这是新衣服，这是旧衣服。
New clothing and old clothing.
当我们有这个选择的时候，我们多半是怎么选择？
Well, if we have the choice, what would we often choose?
我要新的。
Of course, we want new.
为什么？因为新的是好的。
Because new is always better.
干净的。
It is cleaner.
悦眼的。
Pleasing to the eye.
是不是？那旧生命跟新生命这个中间非常非常的不同，但这是怎么不同法？
But there is a major difference between the old life and the new life.
非常的简单。
It's actually very simple.
一个所谓的旧的生命就是一个不认识神的生命。
And the old life is a life that does not recognize God.
一个旧生命是没有主耶稣基督的生命。
And the old life does not have Jesus Christ.
一个旧生命是在我们自己掌控当中的一个生命。
And the old life is a life that, that we ourselves control.
而这个新的生命就是认识神的生命。
And the new life is a life that recognizes God.
就是有主耶稣基督的生命。
And this new life has Jesus Christ.
而且是一个被神掌控的生命。
And this new life is controlled by God.
所以我们当中可能信主的或者是信主多年的可能说这个观念很容易了解。
So those of you that have been Christians for a long time, you may say that, oh, this is an easy concept to grasp.
我知道我有新生命。
I know that I have a new life.
因为我已经认识主耶稣基督了。
Because I already know Jesus Christ.
我认罪悔改，甚至我受洗了。
I've confessed my sins and I've repented for my sin and I've been baptized.
这么多年来，我是以基督徒的身份在过生活。
And throughout these years, I've identified myself as a Christian as I, to live my life.
我也在教会里聚会。
And I also attend church worship.
我甚至读圣经。
And I read the Bible.
可是然后呢，我们就会有一个观念，就是说我今天有这个新的生命，因为我有救，我得着了救恩。
And we often think to ourselves, well, I have this new life because I've received this salvation.
我受了洗。
I've been baptized.
有一天我会进天堂。
And one day I'll enter into heaven.
可是弟兄姐妹们，当我们去仔细的看这个圣经话语的时候，我们会发现什么？
But dear brothers and sisters, as we look at this passage a little bit deep, further, we'll discover something.
在22节跟24节讲到这个旧人或旧生命跟新人或新生命的这两件事情上面，它不只是讲到身份上面的一个不同。
So when we look at the old self and the new self in verses from verses 22 and 24, it's not just talking about a difference in identity.
他所注重的乃是我们要过一个生活，是直接的反映出我们的身份。
It focuses on the response of how we live how we live our life in response to our identity.
是不是？圣经不是说我们不要再做旧人了，我们要做新人。
The Bible tells us we should not continue to live like our old self, but live according to with our new life, new self.
Sorry. So the Bible doesn't say stop being your old self and just be your new self. 他所说的是你要穿上这个新生命，你要做。你要活出这个新人，你要活出新人的样式，你要舍去旧人的样式。
So the Bible tells us to put off our old self and put on the new self.
这是一个动词跟形容词之间的不同，是不是？
This is a difference between a verb and a
adjective. 是动词代表的是行为。
The verb represents action and action.
然后形容词代表的只是一个描述。
And the adjective is just a description.
圣经上面非常非常清楚告诉我们神的心意是什么。
And the Bible is very clear on what God's heart is.
我们在主耶稣基督里面是一个新造的人。
We are a new created being in Jesus.
然后我们要努力的活出这个新生命的样式。
And we need to strive to live like this new self, new life.
这一点很重要。
This is very important.
所以我们要花一点时间对这件事情上面有认识。
So we need to spend some time to have a better understanding of this.
可能有些人说我不太懂。
Some of you may say, oh, I don't really quite understand this.
什么叫做除了要做一个除了活一个有新生命的样式，有新生命的这个身份，然后还要努力的去活出这个身份是什么意思？
Well, what does it mean to put on this new life and strive to live with this new life and continue to put on this new self, this new life?
这个新的生命到底是神所赐给我的呢，还是我努力的去活出来的？
Well, is this new life given to us by God, or is this new life something that I work hard at?
答案是都是。
Well, the answer is both.
我们需要清楚的知道我们的生命，这个崭新的生命是神所赐的，在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们的，但是同时我们是要努力的去把它活出来的。
Well, we have to understand that this new life is what's given to us by God, but it is also our responsibility to live that new life out.
但是我们乍听之下可能会觉得好像有点不容易理解。
Well, as when we first hear about this, it's maybe hard to understand.
可是弟兄姐妹，这事实上是一件非常容易了解的事情。
But in actuality, this is actually something that's very simple to grasp.
一个人做母亲。
When a person is a mother,
她怎么样得到一个母亲的身份？
How does she become get the identity of a mother?
她要生孩子。
Well, she has to give birth.
是不是？你生了孩子，你才能做母亲。
Once you give birth, then you can become a mother.
可是只生孩子就是叫做母亲吗？
But is it only when you give birth, then you are to be called a mother?
有人生了孩子，孩子他不管。
Some people will give birth, but do not care for their children.
有人生了孩子很奇怪，虐待自己的孩子。
Or there are others that after giving birth, they abuse their children.
有人怀了孕，生了孩子就不要孩子。
And some people after giving birth, they don't want their children.
这样的人是称为母亲吗？
Are these considered mothers as well?
我们一个人说做音乐家。
Oh, when we talk about a musician or someone that plays the piano.
那这个钢琴家他的这个身份怎么来的？
Well, how does someone become a pianist?
他当然要能够弹钢琴。
And of course, they need to be good at playing the piano.
是不是？他要能够弹钢琴。
They need to be able to play the piano.
但是所有弹钢琴的人都是钢琴家吗？
But are all people that play the piano called pianists?
Does that make sense in English? 我没有注意听你的那个英文。Is it good? Is it okay? Okay, sorry. 因为我知道我对这个，因为这个是观念上面、字眼上面的些许的不同，我们需要去了解它。我们想一想。
So let's think about this.
一个钢琴家当然需要会弹钢琴。
A pianist must be able to play the piano.
但是一个会弹钢琴的人是不是就是钢琴家？
But that someone that play, that knows how to play the piano, are they considered a pianist?
我也会弹一点钢琴。
I know how to play the piano.
我绝对不是钢琴家。
But I am not a pianist.
是不是？
Is that so?
做老师也是一样啊。
It is the same way of teachers.
一个人怎么样被称为老师？
How does someone become a teacher?
因为他能够教他的学生。
Because they have the ability to teach the students.
真正的老师是那个可以把学生带好、教好的，叫做老师。
A teacher is considered a teacher when they can teach their students well.
他如果只是混口饭吃，在学校里面有一个职位，这样子的人，我们会不会尊称他们为老师呢？
If it's only a person that fulfills their time as a job, goes about their the job, would we consider them a teacher?
他的职位是老师。
They may have the role of a teacher.
可是学生从他的这个学生从他的这个课堂上面什么东西都学不到。
But the students cannot learn anything from this teacher.
他也不管学生学不学得到。
And they don't care if the students can learn from them or not.
这种人我们有没有见过？
Have we seen these people?
我自己经历过这样子的。
I've experienced that before.
学校称他为老师，我不认为他是我老师，因为他不教我东西。
The school may consider them a teacher, but I do not consider them a teacher because I didn't learn anything from them.
事实上这个观念我们都有，只是我们很少去想。
We may all have these concepts, but we don't often think about these things.
有些人觉得做一个基督徒，有这个新的生命，就是我们要做事。
Some people may think that when we have this, when we become a Christian, we need to do things.
我们外表的行为要有特别的一个样式。
The outer appearance may, we have to appear a certain way.
那是因为我们对这个身份跟这个我们的行为中间，我们没有一个正确的了解。
Because we do not have a good understanding of the identity that we have and the role that we must play.
神要我们表里如一。
God wants us to, blend the two.
Be consistent and live out what we are. Internally and externally, we have to be the same. 当我们认识了主耶稣基督，
Once we come to know Lord Jesus Christ,
我们知道我们自己在我们的生活和生命里面的罪恶，
We know that the sin that we have in our lives,
我们知道在神的圣洁的光明里面，我们站不住脚。
We know that we won't have a good footing when we're within the holiness and the light of a holy God.
我们知道，虽然我们在我们的生活当中，我们努力，可是我们事实上总是在挣扎。
Even though we know that we work hard in our life, but we are still struggling.
而且在这个世上，不论我们想要控制我们生活生命的多少，总是有我们控制不了的事情。
And there's things in our life that no matter how hard we try to control, but there's things that is out of our control.
然后我们认识了主耶稣基督。
And then we come to know our Lord Jesus.
我们知道他要赦免我们的罪。
We know that He wants to set us free from our sins.
我们知道原来我们的生命, 被创造的生命是一个丰富, 活泼的生命的时候,
And when we understand that this new life is a life that is active and full of blessing,
我们发现主耶稣基督要将这个丰富活泼的生命赐给我们。
And we know that He wants to give us this new blessed life.
圣经上面告诉我们，我们唯一能够得到这样生命的方式， 就是我们要知道主耶稣基督为我们的罪而受死。
And the only way we can come to receive this new life is that we come to accept and believe that Jesus came down to save us from our sins.
他为我们的罪而死，我们与他一同钉十字架，所以我们的罪能够被赦免。
And because He died on the cross for our sins, that is the only way that we can be forgiven of our sins.
而他之所以是一位赐生命的神，是因为他从死里复活了。
And He is a person, He can give us this life is because He was raised from the dead.
所以今天他所赐给我们的生命是这个死而复活的生命。So
this life that He gives us is the resurrected life.
是一个崭新的生命。It
is a new life.
是一个活泼的生命。And
it is a life that is active and living.
是一个充满盼望的生命。And
it is a life filled with hope.
这个是一个完全的转变。This
is a complete transformation.
这不是一个些微的调整。This
is not just a slight adjustment.
有些人有这样子的观念。Some
people have this view.
成了一个基督徒。Once
I become a Christian.
好像就是让我的生活增加了一些点缀。It
seems like in my life I will have
some embellishment.
Some embellishment.
好像让我的生命，我因为成为了基督徒，在我原有的生命，我增加了一些神的祝福。So
it seems like I'm still in this regular life, but some blessings were added to this life.
我原本有的生命现在成长了。And
I've grown in this original life that I have.
增加了。It's
been added onto.
那另外有人认为呢？ 当一个人成为基督徒，信主耶稣基督之后，
But other people believe that once they have become a Christian,
我们这个旧有的生命跟新有的生命是平行的，
And this old self and this new self is lived out in parallel.
也就是说，我们的旧生命、我们的思想、我们的行为、我们对事情的态度仍旧有，
So that in this old self, this old thoughts and old attitude will remain.
然后也没有错。
And there's no wrong.
然后呢，同时我们有一个神的这个合乎圣经、合乎神心意的一些思想和行为。
And also in this new life, there you have thoughts that pleases God and a life that pleases God.
也就是说，这个新人和旧人是同时在我们的生命当中的。
Which means that this old self and this new self coexist.
弟兄姐妹，这是错误的。
Dear brothers, that is a wrong concept.
这个观念，如果我们错误的话，我们就没有办法在神的面前经历神所要赐给我们的这个丰富。If
we don't have a good understanding of this, then we're not able to experience this this new life that God has given us.
当神拯救我们，给了我们这个新的生命的时候，When
God has saved us and given us this new life,
这是生命本质完全的一个转变。This
is a complete transformation.
Complete transformation.
Let us take a look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，使你们能够查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。Romans
chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
当我们去了解这个心意更新而变化的这个观念的时候，
when we start to study this concept to be transformed by the renewal of our mind,
事实上这个观念不是说让我们慢慢的去改变。
And this concept that it's talking about is not a gradual change,
或者是慢慢的去调整，
or a gradual adjustment,
而是完全的去翻转，
but it is a complete turning or transformation.
这个转变转换是完全的，
and this transformation and this turning is complete.
而第二节里面他有讲不要效法的这个世界是不要效法世属世生活的一个模式。
And when it talks about do not be conformed to this world, it is talking about don't be conformed to the model set by this world.
所以当我们转变了有了神的生命的时候，我们所要效法的是什么？是一个属神的、属灵的生活的一个模式。
So when we are transformed by the renewal of our mind and we have this complete transformation, we are actually conforming to the things of God, to the model set forth by God.
弟兄姐妹，在以弗所书第四章第二十二节讲到脱去旧人穿上新人的时候，
In Ephesians chapter 4, when it talks about putting off your old self and putting on the new self,
当然好像是这个跟好像穿衣服有一个关系，是不是？
Of course, it's similar to how we put on and put off and put on clothes.
脱去穿上。
Putting off and putting on.
可是这个脱去行为上的旧人，弟兄姐妹，这个不是说把你的旧人脱下来，然后折得整整齐齐，洗干净，然后就把它放在一边。
But this is not talking about taking off your old self, folding it nicely, putting it in the washing machine to clean it, and then putting it back on.
因为我们脱去的是什么？
What are we putting off?
这个脱去事实上是舍弃。
When we put off, what this really means is rid yourself of.
为什么要舍弃？
Forsaking. What does it mean to forsake?
为什么我们要舍弃这个旧人？
Why do we need to forsake this old self?
因为这件衣服不只是旧啊。
Because this old clothing is not just old.
它是脏的。
It's dirty.
污秽的。
Filthy.
它是被虫咬的。
It is, eaten by insects.
Infested with bugs.
Infested with bugs.
这个衣服已经不再保暖了。
And this clothing no longer keeps you warm.
你本来洗干净的身体穿上这个衣服，你身体就变脏了。
And actually, once you wear this clothing, your body becomes dirty.
这是肮脏、污秽、旧的、坏的、破的。
This is filthy, dirty, old, and useless.
这个是我们要舍弃的。
This is what we need to forsake.
我们舍弃以后，它不会在我们的生命当中。
Once we forsake it, it's no longer a part of our life.
因为我们已经知道这个是在神的面前，这个是会被毁灭的。
Because we know that before God, this old self will be destroyed.
我们所穿上的这个新人，所穿上的这个新衣。
And when we put on this new self, this new clothing,
就是在主耶稣基督里面所赐给我们新的生命。
And this is the putting on this new life given to us by our Lord Jesus.
你看24节讲得很清楚，这个是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And it says it very clearly in verse 24, it's created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness.
弟兄姐妹，以弗所书第二章里面很清楚地告诉我们，
Dear brothers and sisters, in Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us very clearly,
我们得救，我们的这个新的生命，我们得救是什么？本乎恩，也是因着信。
Once we are saved, we are saved by grace through faith.
这不是出于我们自己的，乃是出于神的。
This doesn't come from ourselves, it comes from God.
也不是出于行为的，也不是我们努力而形成的，所以没有人可以自夸。
And this is not something of our own doing, and it's the result of work so that we may boast.
因为我们是神的创作。
Because we are God's creation.
在基督耶稣里造成的是为了要行善，也就是为了要能够活出神的旨意。
We're created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们属于神的人。
So, dear brothers and sisters, those of us that belong to God, we already have this life of Christ. But because we continue to live in this world, we're not only influenced by our surroundings,
我们也是不断地背着我们旧生命的这些习惯而影响。
And we also continue to carry these habits that we have from our old self.
所以神的话要提醒我们，要不断的把我们的旧人，你看是行为上的旧人，对不对？不是本质上面的旧人，我们要将行为上面的旧人，我们要舍去。
So God's word tells us that we need to forsake these behaviors of the old self.
然后我们要不断的努力的向前的向上的去过。
And we need to strive to live according to God to manifest this new self.
弟兄姐妹, 作为神的儿女,
Dear brothers and sisters, to be God's children,
we cannot
be lazy Christians. Others in this world say that Christians are lazy.
为什么会有所谓的懒惰的基督徒?
Why are there lazy Christians?
因为他们对神的话不了解。
Because they don't understand God's word.
过一个属神儿女的生活, 懒惰过不过得来?
To be God's children and to be lazy, is that okay?
过不来呢?
It is not okay.
因为神说你要努力的脱去旧人的行为，努力穿上新人的行为。
Because here it says you need to put off your old self and strive to put on this new self.
所以一个所谓懒惰的基督徒，事实上就是一个不符合神心意过生活的一个基督徒。
So a lazy Christian is not living their life that is pleasing to God.
一个懂得立志，一个懂得努力向上过这个神所赐给我们丰富生命的一个基督徒。
So, if a true Christian that is living out this new life will not be a lazy Christian. Because God, when He gives us this new life, it is a life full of energy. So, I'm going to strive to experience God's blessing. And I won't be sitting around waiting for God to give us something. God, please bless me.
神让我的生活过得好一点。
God, let my life be comfortable.
我就天天去教会。
So I'll come to church every day.
就等着神祝福。
And wait for God's blessing.
这样是一个合乎神心意的人过的生活吗?
Is that a life that is pleasing to God?
不是的。
It is not.
但是当我们有这个态度的时候,
Once we have this type of attitude,
我们的态度在我们的家庭里面，在我们的工作当中是相同的态度。
And this attitude is similar in our family life and in our career.
可是出发点不一样，对不对？
But our motivation is different.
以前我们不认识神的时候,
Before when we did not know God,
我们对家庭的投入，对我们事业的投入，是为了我们自己。
When we're immersed in our career and immersed in our family life, it's for ourselves.
是为了我自己的享受。
It is for our own enjoyment.
可是现在我同样的，我努力的投入。
But now, similarly, when I'm immersed myself,
是因为我要将神所赐给我的这个生命，在我的家人面前，在我的工作场所，在我的事业里面，我要展现给人看。
So that I can manifest this new life to my family members and to the people around me at work.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们在学这个功课的时候,
Dear brothers and sisters, as we're learning this lesson,
很多人只看22节还24节,
a lot of people only pay attention to verse 22 and 24.
那你的意思就是说我要努力嘛?
So what you're saying is, oh, I need to work hard.
是我要做这个脱去的工作，我要做这个穿上的工作。
So I need to work hard at putting off this old self and putting on the new self.
那最终不是还是我在做吗?
So isn't it just me doing it?
弟兄姐妹，我们看二十二到二十四节的时候，我们绝对不能忽略这个中间有一个很重要的一个关键。
So as we're reading verse 22 and 24, there's an important, a key
distinction that we must recognize. 如果只是靠我们的话，就我们就沦落为很多人所说的基督徒，不是跟其他的宗教或者不信的人一样，反正也是讲靠自己。
If we're focusing on ourselves and our own ability, then it would be similar to compare ourselves to other religions.
有毅力、有能力的人，他们就可以做好的基督徒，是不是？
Someone that has a strong will and capability, then they would become a good Christian.
那做一个所谓好的基督徒，还不是靠着个人的努力？
So to become a good Christian, wouldn't it consider to be just our own work?
绝对不是。
It is not so.
关键是什么？
What is the key?
关键就是23节。
The key is in verse 23.
中文圣经说又要将你们的心智改换一新。
In Chinese it says,
just go ahead.
Yeah, so verse 23 says to be renewed in the spirit of your minds.
这第23节跟我们刚刚在罗马书第12章第2节所读到的是形容同样的一个观念。
And this concept talking, listed in verse 23 is the same concept that we've just read in Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
这个观念不能只是头脑的观念，一定要在我们的生活当中，在我们的生命里面成为一个经历。
And this can't just be head knowledge, but it needs to be lived out in our life, and we need to be able to experience this.
是什么呢？
And what is this?
在第23节中文少了一个字，少的是什么？要将要使你们的心智被改换一新。
So in verse 23 it says, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds.
Right. The English says be renewed, but the Chinese translates renew your spirit. 这个很重要。
Well, it's very important because the Chinese says renew, but the English translation is to be renewed.
这个心智的改换是谁的工作？
What is the, who is responsible for this renewing?
不是我。
It's not me.
是我愿意被神改造。
It is me willing to allow God to renew.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们人能够用我们自己的意志去行出神所要我们行出的这个样式。
If we are to use our own ability to live out this model that God has designed us to be.
那我们就过旧约的生活就好了。
Then we can just live our lives according to the Old Testament.
只要照着神所规定的这些律法去过生活，我们就在神的面前，我们就是一个得神称赞的人了。
Just live out according to all of the laws listed in the Old Testament, and then we would stand before God.
就是因为我们做不到，我们在神的面前是有罪的，我们在人的面前是有罪的，所以我们需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
It is because we're not able to accomplish this that we need the grace and the salvation of our Lord Jesus.
神说要爱人。
God says we need to love people.
神说别人恨恶我们、欺负我们的时候，我们要爱他们。
And God says when people are dishonest towards us or insult us, we still need to love them.
没有神的人再怎么努力也只能做到某一个地步。
Those of us that don't have God can only do that to a certain degree.
我们可以努力。
We can work hard.
我们可以调整自己。
We can adjust ourselves.
但是我们永远没有办法完完全全做到。
But we won't completely fulfill this.
神要我们饶恕人。
God wants us to forgive people.
我们饶恕也只能饶恕到一个地步。
We can only forgive to a certain degree.
所以我们需要神。
That is why we need God.
当神赐给我们在主耶稣基督里面这个新生命的时候，
When God gives us this new life in
Jesus, 他不只是给了我们一个身份，
He not only gave us this new identity,
他不只是给了我们一个标准，
He did not only just give us this standard,
他赐给我们这个力量，就是神的恩典的力量，让我们能够活出他的标准。
He gave us this strength and His grace to live up to the standard that He gave us.
所以我们的心这个心智，对不对？我们的心智就是我们的内心，我们的思想，我们要交给主，让他来改变。
And this, this attitude and this heart, we need to offer it up to God so that He can change us and transform us. When Jesus touches our hearts,
当我们经历了主耶稣基督的爱和赦免,
once we've experienced His love and His salvation,
当我们经历了他的接纳还有他的供应的时候,
once we've experienced His acceptance and His provisions,
我们才有那个能力去爱, 去关怀, 去赦免,
then we would have the ability to forgive and to love.
我们才能够在我们自己已经没有力气的时候,已经没有精神的时候, 还能够被神激励继续去过这个生活。
When we're out of energy and we're out of our own wills to be able to accomplish this, God will continue to strengthen us and give us the energy to live it out.
我们的这个新生命是每时每刻每日都能够过的。
And this new life is something that we can experience and live out daily.
但是我们多少时候忘记了我们要用这个新的生命来过我们的生活。
But how often do we forget that we need to live our lives with this new self?
我们认识了主,可是我们忘记了他给我们的新生命。
We come to know God, but we forget to live out this new life.
我们还是用着我们的旧人,旧思想去过我们的生活。
We're continuing to live our lives with this old self and this old mindset.
所以弟兄姐妹们,我们今天在新年的时候,让我们能够得到一个提醒。
So today in the New Testament, we're reminded.
在我们都知道我们喜欢新的东西的时候,
when we're talking about when we all enjoy new things,
我们看见了我们这个非常非常的宝贵, 神用他自己儿子的生命所换来的这个新生命, 它的宝贵吗?
And we see that this preciousness and the value of this new life that was given to us by His Son Jesus.
这个新的生命沉淀在我的思想,沉淀在我的心中吗?
There's this concept, this new life embedded in my mind and in my heart.
这个新生命是不是那个活泼有激动性的,催逼了我去好好的经历神的呢?
So does this new life, that is active and energetic, push me to live out this new life in Christ?
这是我们最宝贵的。
This is something that is very precious to us. And we need to live out this new life.
我们要把旧的这个行为,我们要怎么样舍弃,
and we need to forsake this old self and all the old behaviors that come with the old self. And we need to set our will and strive to live out this new life in the new self. It is a new life.
当我们属于神的人,
and once we become children of God,
as people belonging to God, 如果我们的生命没有这个新生命的表现,
if our life does not manifest this new self, this new life,
不但不讨神的喜悦,
it is not only not pleasing to God,
我们没有办法让这个世上我们所关心我们所爱的还不认识的人我们没有办法带他们到神的面前,
we are unable to lead people that we love to God.
我们问他们说, 你们有没有见到神?
We ask them, have you seen God?
他说神在哪里?
He'll ask me, well, where's God?
看不见摸不着。
I can't see God. I can't touch God.
那我说你能不能够在基督徒的生命里面看见神呢?
Then I ask him, well, can you see God in the lives of Christians?
看不见了。
No, I cannot.
过的生活不是跟我一样吗?
The life that they live is the same as mine.
但是思想行为也是一样的。
And thoughts and mindset is similar.
那当然基督徒都是说爱, 都是说这个相爱饶恕的, 所以表面上都是这样讲。
But of course, Christians always talk about loving and being forgiving, and it's always in the outward appearance.
但是内心里面,背后里面,做的还不是那些不信的人一样做的事情。
But within their inner hearts and behind closed doors, aren't they doing the same thing as other worldly people?
但是换句话说,换一个角度来看,
but from another perspective,
当我们这个崭新的生命是每时每刻在表现在人的面前的时候,
When we live out this new life daily in front of people,
你知道第一个受益的是我们自己。
Well, the first person that benefits from this is ourselves.
因为我们是完完全全的能够经历神的新生命的丰盛，经历到至极了。Because
we have already experienced this fullness of this new life within us.
And we experience it completely, thoroughly. 但是不但如此，我们让我们周遭、我们的朋友、我们的亲人，我们要传福音的对象，让他们看见神是真实的。
But not only so, but we see, we allow others around us, our family and our coworkers, the people around us, they can come to see that God is real.
这是神要我们这些属于他的人今天还在世上的原因。
And this is the reason why God kept us on this earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们能够在新年的时候立志。
So let us be have a resolution in this new year.
不是只是有一个希望,
and it's not just to have a wish.
我们立志要能够过这个在主耶稣基督里面所拥有的崭新的生命。
Let us resolve to live this new life in Jesus.
以保罗借的以弗所书这里面讲到五个我们可以很实际的去学习的方面。
And Paul talks about five areas where we can focus on.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你们能够和我一起在这五方面学习。I
hope brothers and sisters can also learn these five areas with me.
我们用正确的观念去了解。And
we have to have a clear understanding.
然后我们执意刻意的去学习怎么样子过一个新的生活。
And let us deliberately learn or try to learn how to live this new life.
这五点，也就是以弗所书第四章最后的这几节，这五点恐怕我们没有一个人可以五点全部都做到。And
these five areas that Paul is talking about, I don't think that we can completely accomplish these.
至少我们不能一次都做到。
At least not at the same time.
但是我希望当我们花一点点时间，一个一个把它列出来的时候，弟兄姐妹们，其中哪一项对你来说是你生活当中最大的一个阻碍？希望你们能够就朝着这个方向，一件一件的在神面前对付。But
as we list out these five areas, you may think about these. One of these areas where is a hindrance in your life from living out this new life. So you could focus on this area.
这个是新人跟旧人生活上面的不同。
And this is the difference between the old self and the new self.
第一,
the first one,
25节,
verse 25,
要弃绝谎言, 要说诚实话。
Put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor.
没有人喜欢承认是一个说谎话的人。Nobody
likes to be called a liar.
我们大部分的人也不是刻意专门喜欢说谎话的人。And
most of us don't like to tell lies.
但是我们都会说谎。But
we often tell lies.
只是程度上面的不同而已。It's
just a matter of degree.
这个在这个世上
in this world,
说谎话是非常平常的。
Speaking a lie here and there is a normal thing.
或者用谎言来编织一个故事或一个表面是非常非常频繁的。
Or using falsehood to tell certain stories. It's normal.
美国的过去这一年一年半的这个大选当中，我们就看见看得很明白。
And we see it very clearly during the presidential campaign within the last 2 years.
事实上也不只是在总统大选的时候我们看见这样的情形。
Of course, we don't only see this in the presidential campaign.
事实上我们不但是在政治里面，在这个政府里面看到这样的情形。
We see this not only in the political arena.
学校里面也是如此啊。
It's the same way in schools.
在公司行号里面也是这样子。
The same thing in the corporations.
甚至我们跟一些人刚开始认识的时候，他们讲出来的话是真是假，说实在你是没有办法摸清的。
And also, if we come across a new person that we've met, we don't know if they're telling the truth or not.
那我也知道，在这个年轻，我不是说我们教会的年轻人，在，而不要讲年轻人好了。我也知道有一些单身的人。
And we also know some single people.
他们为了要让女孩能够回家跟他们上床，他可以骗他们说他是医生。
Just so that they can get a girl in bed, they can lie to them and say that they're doctors.
或是赚大钱的人。
Or that they're millionaires.
实事是如此，实在是不知道。
No one knows if they're telling the truth or not.
一个会说谎，或一个是讲诚实话的人，在神的面前是极端的不同。
Someone that tells lies and someone that speaks the truth is very clear in the eyes of God.
你知道为什么我们不能说谎话？
Do you know why we can't tell lies?
因为当我们说谎的时候，我们第一，我们是自己不愿意为我们的事情负责，我们才说谎。
The reason why we tell lies is because we don't want to be responsible for something that we've done.
但是神要我们做一个自己负责的人。
But God wants us to be responsible for the things that we do.
第二，我们说谎的原因是因为我们不信靠神。
And the other reason why we tell lies is because we don't trust in God.
我怕我讲实话的后果会发生对我不利的，所以我要用谎言来遮盖。
I'm afraid of the consequences if I tell the truth, so I have to cover it up with a lie.
不认识神的人，当然他们要这样子做，才能够维护自己的利益。
Those that don't believe in God, of course they're going to use this method to protect themselves.
可是我们属于神的人，我们做任何的事情，我们正正当当、脚踏实地的去做，后果会怎么样？不但是我们自己要负责，神会为我们负责。
But those that belong to God, when we stand firm and we do stand up and be responsible for the things that we do, not only will we take on the responsibility, but we also know that God will take on the responsibility for us.
我刚刚说过了，这个旧的生命是掌控在我们自己的手中。
As I said before, the old self, we take control of it ourselves.
但是也只能控制的这么多。
But we can only control we only have limited control.
而且常常失控。
And a lot of times we lose control.
可是神的生命，这个新的生命是在神完全的掌控之中。
But in this new life, it is completely in the control and the hands of God.
安安稳稳的在神的手中。
It is safe and secure in the hands of God.
我属于神的人敢说诚实话，因为我这个打包票的人是我的神。
Those that belong to God, well, we're not afraid to tell the truth because we know that God has our back.
我们如果这样子过生活，让世人来看，谁看不见神？
If we live like this, then how can someone not see God in us?
夫妻之间彼此也是如此啊。
It is the same way with in a marriage between husband and wife.
你不要去做让你先生生气，或者你不要去做让你太太会生气的事情。
Don't do things that will anger your spouse.
你不要又去做了又编个谎话使他不生气。
And don't tell a lie so that they won't be angry at you.
要做就做，就不要怕他生气，不该做的就不要做。
If you want to do it, then don't be afraid that they'll be angry. If you are afraid, then don't do it.
我是讲我个人的经验啊。
I'm speaking on my own experience.
我也是在这个当中学习的。
I'm also learning in this process.
但是当我们这个慢慢慢慢在这上面成长的时候，就让人看见神。
But as we're growing in this process, we'll slowly allow others to see God in us.
不要说谎，不要欺瞒。
Don't tell lies and put away falsehood. Speak the truth.
不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为我们在神的面前过的是一个脚踏实地的生活，然后神会为我们负责。
Because we stand firm before God, and God will be responsible for us.
第二，二十六节，生气却不要犯罪。
The second thing in verse 26, be angry and do not sin.
怒气是我们人的一个情感的一个很自然的表现。
And being angry is a natural response and a natural emotional response.
情感是神所赐的。
Emotions are given to us by God.
所以很有意思，神也让我们会动怒。
So it's interesting how God also allows us to be angry.
但是动怒有好的也有坏的原因。
But there's good reasons to be angry, and there's also bad reasons to be angry.
孩子做错事情的时候，我们动怒，很自然，我们责打他们，所以他们可以学。
When our children misbehave, then it's natural for us to be angry so that and to discipline them.
当人的行为是违反神的，他们对生命的观念，他们对生命的价值，他们是一无所顾，然后呢，去欺负人的时候，我们会动怒。
When someone that does not belong to God takes advantage of other people and lives a life that is not pleasing to God, then we get angry.
这些是没有错的怒。
And these are angry, these are emotions of anger that that is not wrong.
但是我们时常动怒的原因是因为我们自己被触犯到。
But oftentimes we get angry because we have been affected.
而我们因为动怒，我们生气，我们就会，我们口里所说的话，我们的行为就犯罪了。
But because we are angered, then our behavior that follows is sinful.
你知道神从来没有说不可动怒。
You know, God never says, God never said that don't be angry.
但是他说你生气了，你不要犯罪。
But he does say, after being angry, do not sin.
有人惹到你了。
When someone has offended you,
你是不是开口大骂
了？Do you shout and shout back at him?
你是不是开始筹划怎么样的去攻击他？
Then do you come up with ideas on how to seek revenge?
如果是譬如说夫妻或孩子。惹到我们了，而夫妻之间吵架，或者是孩子惹到我们。
When we talk about arguments within the marriage or children that have disobeyed,
我们一生气
，and once we get angry,
三天不讲话
，we won't talk to each other for 3 days,
两个月不讲话
，or 2 months,
五年不讲话
，or 5 years,
有啊
，it does happen.
有些父母跟孩子之间几年了不见面不讲话的。
There's some children that don't see their parents and don't talk to them.
有些兄弟姐妹彼此之间是如此的。
Or even between siblings.
有些夫妻之间是这样子的。
Or between husband and wife.
可是当我们这样子的时候，这个第十七节、二十七节就告诉我们，我们就给魔鬼留了地步了。
But when this happens, in verse 27, we're giving an opportunity to the devil.
这样子的一个生活是神所喜悦的生活吗？当然不是。
Is this a life that is pleasing to God? No.
这个就是我们又顺从了我们的这个旧人的影响和这个习惯。
This is allowing ourselves to be, go back to the habits of our old self.
生气了彼此不讲话，或甚至要口出这些伤人的言语。
After being angry, then you throw out insults and language that is insulting.
这个大家都做的。
Everyone does this.
不认识神的人这样做，基督徒也是这样子啊。
Those that don't belong to God and don't know God and also Christians do the same thing.
可是神说什么不可以。
But God says, "Do not do this."
你这个有新生命的人，你生气，可是呢，你不可以犯罪。然后你的这个怒气不要含怒到日落。
God says very clearly, "Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger."
你看到这第二十三节被这个心智被神改变是多么的重要。
See in verse 23 when it says the renewing.In the spirit of your minds, how important this is.
我靠自己，我就要气这个人。
If I rely on myself, I'm going to be angry at this person.
我靠自己，我就要讲这些话。
If I rely on myself, I'm going to say these insulting words.
我可以很努力、很努力的憋住。
I can work hard at just keeping it in.
可是总有一天会爆发的。
But eventually, it's going to explode.
我们要在神的面前，你看救人。脱去的时候，我们要在神的面前，让主耶稣基督的生命改变我们的心智，使我们能将这个新人穿上。我可以饶恕，我可以和缓，我可以道歉，所以我的怒气不需要持续到明天或后天或一辈子。
So as we put on our old self and put on this new self in Christ, then we are able to, after being angry, and not sin, and that we can also continue to not throw out insults and forgive people.
第二十八节，从前偷窃的不可以再偷了，要牢要这个亲手做正经的事情，然后呢，就可以有余分给缺少的人了。
In verse 28, the third point is let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that they may have something to share with anyone in need.
你基督徒也有以前偷窃的。
There are Christians that used to be a thief.
或甚至已经信主了，可是呢，还是总是想要不劳而获。
Or after being a Christian, they still want to take advantage of people.
这些就不是那些勤奋的人。
Then these are not the ones that do honest work with his own hands.
就是我们刚刚提到这些懒惰不无所事事的人。
So these are the people that we're talking about, the lazy people.
总是想要不劳而获。
They always want to take advantage.
可是你看这样子一个人，当然我们可能不是偷窃的人，可是我们总在一些事情我们要占便宜啊。
We may not be thieves, but we, under certain circumstances, we always want to take the upper hand.
有那个不劳而获的事情，我们总是也是好像想要去探索一番，看看是不是我们可以从中得到一些利益。
If there's a situation where we can take the upper hand, we'd like to be a part of that so we can take advantage and benefit from it.
但是这是一个观念上面的改变。
But this is a change in a mindset.
我不再是看见我自己所没有的。
I no longer look at the things that I don't have,
而想要去获取
and want to obtain.
你看，这个是对神没有一个信心。
See, this is not trusting in God.
这是对人没有一个关心。
This is not caring for.
我去拿了别人的东西。
I've taken someone else's.
但是呢，神说我们要改变这个观念。
But we need to have a change in our mindset.
神给我们能力，努力的把我们该做的事做好。
God gave us the ability to do the things with our own hands.
不但我们自己有，因为神的供应拥有了。
And because of God's provision, I have it all.
我们还要去关心别人。
And we want to care for others.
你看，我们要关心别人，我们能够将我们多余的分给那些需要的人。
We need to care for others so that we can have something to share with anyone in need.
这一切都是跟我们在神面前的态度，以及我们对人的关心。是息息相关的。
And these are all related to how we live this new life, to care and to love for others.
第三，二十九节，污秽的言语，或者说是毁谤人，或者是贬低人的言语，一句都不可以出口，反而要随时说造就人的好话，叫人得着益处。
And then in verse 29, it says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, those that are demeaning words." But only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
我们很自然的是讲贬低人的话，抬高自己，贬低别人。
And naturally, we often demean others so that we can lift ourselves up.
这是这个世上世人的一个模式。
And that is a model that of the world.
我们自己也总是如此。
And we often follow that.
但是当我们的心思意念，我们让神得着了，当我们用这个神的新生命去想的时候，我们就发现我们要建造人啊。
But as we are living out this new life and we start to think about and have this change in mindset, we need to do things that build people up.
我们要造就人。
We should build people up.
我自己的价值不需要建立在贬低人的上面呢。
The value on myself doesn't need to be deemed by demeaning others.
为什么？
Why?
因为我生命的价值在神的眼中。
Because the value of my life is in the eyes of God.
而且我是非常安稳的。
And I'm very secure.
第四。
The fourth.
3, 4. 哦，第五。
Actually, the last, the five, the fifth point.
31-32节。
Verse 31-32. Let all bitterness, and bitterness is hatred towards others,
或者是对人的不谅解,
or unforgiving others.
一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、这个喧闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒， 都当从你们中间除掉。这个都是我们对别人的一个态度。
It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And these are all attitudes that we have towards others.
这个是没有神的一个生命，对其他人欺负我们的时候，或我们感到不平的时候，很自然的一个反应。
And all of these feelings and emotions are natural responses when someone has wronged us.
这个是一个罪的反应。
And this is a
response in sin.
A response in sin.
这是一个堕落的反应。
This is a response that
is a response out of our decadence.
对。
但是你看，我们要转变，我们这个转变，我们的心态，我们的人要先交托给神。第二十三节，心意要被主耶稣基督改变。
But we need to be renewed in the spirit of our minds by Jesus, so that we need to have a turn and a transformation.
我们才能够有这样的一个能力。
So that we can have this type of ability.
三十二节，能够以恩慈彼此相待。
So that we can be kind to one another.
我们可以有怜悯的心，我们可以彼此饶恕。
And be tender-hearted and forgiving one another.
弟兄姐妹，一个属于神的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, those that belong to God,
跟这个世人是需要是完完全全的不一样。
It's very different from those that don't belong to God.
别人欺负我。
Someone that has offended me.
我将自己交给神。
I submit myself to God.
我的心智被神的生命改变。
My mindset.
在那个欺负我的人有需要的时候，我还可以去爱他。
My mindset is changed by God so that when that person needs my help, I'm willing to help them. And I'm able to forgive them. And I'm able to love them. This is not something that can be done by just mere man. And this is not something that can be accomplished by a strong will.
This is because my new life is in my new life in a natural way.行为上面的一个表现。
This is just a natural response of this new life and this new self that I have.
可是我们要刻意去培养这个新生命。
But we have to deliberately train ourselves to grow in this new self.
愿我们在新的这一年。
I hope in this new year,
我们可以在这五项非常实际的生活的方面里面，我们可以从一项开始着手。
That through these five areas, we can choose one to work on this coming year.
我是一个容易撒谎的人吗？
Am I one to easily tell lies?
我是一个容易生气，然后呢，犯罪的人吗？
Am I easily angered and then sin?
我是一个懒惰，总想要不劳而获的人吗？
Am I lazy that and always trying to look for the opportunities for the taking the upper hand?
我是那个口中所说的话总是伤害别人的人吗？
Am I always the one that have corrupt talk and hurt others?
我是那个心里面总是郁闷、恼恨、然后愤怒、然后要毁谤人的这样的一个心态的人吗？
Am I a person that holds all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and all malice?
让我们能够脱去旧人，穿上主耶稣基督给我们的这个新的生命。
Let us put off our old self and put on this new self in Christ.
让我们在神的面前定义。
Let us resolve in the sight of God.
让我们立志 ，set it as a goal for ourselves to achieve. 然后让我们求神怜悯。
And let us pray for mercy by God.
Alex 长老和我在教会里面的服事。
Alex and myself in our service,
我们在这些事情上面很大的一个服事就是为弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And the one service that I can how we serve you guys is praying for you.
我们自己在这些上面需要神的带领，需要神的恩典。同样的，我们将弟兄姐妹们交托在神的手中。
We ourselves need to work on these areas, but we also lift you guys up into God.
愿神在这新的一年里面让我们能够活出一个新人的样式。
May God empower us to live this new life in this new year. Let us pray.
天父, 我们感谢你赐予我你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
你的话语是生命的话语。
Your words are words of life.
因为他所讲到的是生命的事。
Because it talks about the things of life.
而这个生命的话语是带着能力的话语。
And these words of life are words that come with power.
求主你借着圣灵将这些话摆在我们的心中。
Lord, may you use the Holy Spirit to keep these words in our hearts.
主，我为在我们当中还没有接受主耶稣基督为救主的朋友、亲人献上祷告。
We also lift up our friends in our midst that have yet to know you and receive you as their personal Lord and Savior.
他们不但是我们所爱的对象，也是你所爱的对象。
These are people that we love and also people that you love.
求主你的救恩早早地临到他们。
May your salvation rain upon them.
让他们也能够经历你这丰富、有盼望、实在的一个生命。
So that they can also receive and experience this life that is full and blessed life.
我们也为我们在座所有属于你的儿女献上祷告。
We also pray for everyone here that are your children.
主，我们感谢你在我们的生命当中，让我们能够经历你。
We thank you for allowing us to experience you in our lives.
在我们软弱的时候，主你细心的、你耐心的、你带领的我们。
And when we are in trouble and we need help, you are patiently and gently there for us, comforting us.
我们也感谢你赐给我们力量，能够活出主你要我们活的样式。
And we pray that you will empower us and give us the strength to live out this new life.
让我们不断地经历你的更新,
so that we can continually experience this renewing.
我们生命的变化在神的面前，在人的面前, 让它成为实实在在的变化。
And this transformation can be seen to those around us.
为我们所说的一切的话, 为我们所行的一切的事, 都荣耀你。
May everything that we say and everything that we do be glorifying to you.
感谢主这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.